There was a young baseball coach who coached Little League. He had young boys and girls who were afraid of the pitch. They refused to swing. So he got a statue and he put it at home plate and he pitched to the statue. 1, 2, 3. Struck out the statue. And he looked at the young children and said, "You have to swing, or just like this statue, you will never get a hit." Today's gospel about the Samaritan woman is a woman who was not afraid to take a swing at the pitch of life. She wants love. Married 5 people. You can't say she's not trying. And the one she's living with now is not her husband. Still trying. She comes at noon to take water because she was afraid of the criticisms of those who came in the cool of the morning or in the cool of the evening. She traveled a few kilometers away from the people who knew her. She was tired of people criticizing and not enough people helping. This woman was trying to be good. And here Jesus gives us an example. Do not be afraid of failure. And when you see someone fail, do not immediately be criticized. She's trying. She's swinging at the pitch of life. She wants love. She wants to be understood. And so a Christian who only criticizes, perhaps even says, "Oh, what a Pharisee, what a hypocrite." You know, it's a very thin line and a very obscure line between failure and fakery, between hypocrisy and someone who's just trying their best to be a good person. So you ask yourself the question, if you see someone trying and failing, and there's one flicker of hope yet, and we say, "Look at that hypocrite," and we crush that last flicker of hope, who's the hypocrite? The one who's trying, or us who are not helping, simply criticizing and saying, "What a loser." Really? The loser is the person who doesn't help their neighbor. Who doesn't help their neighbor who needs their help. Even if it's a kind word. Even if it's silence and a prayer. Because the Lord gives us today on the Sunday of Samaritan a woman and a miracle that all of us can do. Perhaps we can't cure a paralytic. We can't cure a leper. We can't cure the blind, the lame, the sick, and the infirm, but we can be great because everyone who can serve their neighbor and raise up a soul to try one more time is a great person. She was swinging at a pitch. She failed a lot of times. But like a good coach, we as Christians say, "Good for you, girl. You tried and you failed. Maybe I can help you by a kind word, a good example, by pointing a finger and saying, this is the way of the Lord. This is his path." Christ wants mercy, not sacrifice. We are too willing to sacrifice our neighbor on the altar of hypocrisy instead of saying, "You swung at a pitch and you missed 50 times. Let me help you. Do it one more time, and I'll show you how the Lord helps us try and try again." Because a saint is a sinner who keeps on trying. Christos vos kres.